I was handcuffed to the bed in my underwear, where I remained, for she certainly seemed interested in me. Though she was attractive, she was also, in fact, a Nazi. The water that I had been swimming in was very cold. And when I dropped the towel, there had been significant shrinkage. My parents were looking at me. So there I was, with a marble rye hanging from the end of a fishing pole. In closing, these stories have not been embellished because they need no embellishment. They are simply, horrifyingly, the story of my life as a short, stocky, slow-witted, bald man. Thank you. Oh, also, my fiancé died from licking toxic envelopes that I picked out. Thanks again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've got a hell of an abortion on our hands today. Welcome to In Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm down to one co-host today, the laughing Matt Ganoza. What's up, Matt?
I farted two times during the intro.
Wow. Wow. We are operating in close confines, you son of a bitch. Thank you. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On www.fcac.org/WEBR. And if you're one of those sick, sick bomb, you know, just bomb-making, blow-up-the-Israeli types, we've already established only terrorists listen to radio on TV, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so if you're a terrorist and you're into blowing things up, you can watch us, watch/listen. I don't think you can watch a radio show, but Cox Channel 37.
We can put a camera in here.
Comcast 27. I think there is a camera feed, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
there's
right there.
There's Big Brother watching us right now.
What did you say about Israel?
Just got a shipment of diamonds from Israel.
Oh, no.
The casino reference for the show.
Oh, let's get this back alley abortion on the road.
Exactly. This prom night killer. So
get the coat hanger.
We do this hour-long monster every week, and the podcast of the show can be found on inpapasbasement.com. I was counting, and I'd like to really emphasize the word counting, relying, if you will, on Veronica Johnson, my other co-host, being in here. But Veronica decided it was more important to, you know, sleep.
Vaginica,
after a week's worth of work. So, Matt, hell with her. She's dead to us, at least for this show. At least till she's back, and then we need her again, and we love her.
True, or we get your brother back, whichever comes first.
Will never wake up in time for this show.
Not in his damn vampire ways.
He had to set an alarm to wake up at 2 p.m.
And what?
Yeah, and he refuses to do that for the sake of the show anymore. So, hey, obviously the way my life's gone these past few weeks, I can't be parsing out any life advice. Pretty much, I'm going to be sharing the hell.
Yes, let's hear it.
That has been my life for the past few weeks. Have you ever seen The Fly, Matt? Davis.
I saw the TV show.
Jeff Gold. There was a TV show, The Fly?
Yeah, with Patrick Warburton, the guy who does Joe Swanson's voice on Family Guy.
That automatically sounds so bad.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, the end of The Fly, Seth Brundle, Jeff Goldblum. Gets kind of merged with one of his telepods.
Oh, The Fly. Okay, I thought you meant... Oh, wait, I'm thinking of The Tick.
No.
I'm thinking of The Tick, my bad.
No, the Fly. And he's this hideous, he's been wounded, he's dying, and his baby mama, Gina Davis, is there, and she's holding a shotgun, and using every last ounce of his strength, he holds the shotgun to his forehead for Gina Davis, indicating, because he's now a monster incapable of speech, that he wants his head blown off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last 2 weeks of my life have been that moment. In slow motion, backwards, forwards, broadcasting on the inside of my eyelids. I just want someone to shoot Brundle John right now. Put down Brundle John. Do you have the balls to end this broadcast with a mercy killing, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a gun, because I didn't bring one.
I didn't either.
Okay.
I
was putting you in like a sleeper.
After the accident and the reckless driving ticket I got and the cell phone ticket I got, I don't have the money to buy a gun.
When did you get the cell phone ticket?
Well, we'll get to everything. We're going to first talk about my...
Now.
We're going to talk about my tragedies, and then once Veronica gets in here, once the princess puts in her golden curls and whatever else she does to get pretty for the studio. Then what was that, Matt?
Nothing.
Okay. Once she's here, then we'll talk about both of our high school reunions. She had hers last weekend. I had mine.
Excellent.
But first, let's get to the pain. I would say the past month, the month has just been BS, man. Just raw BS. Started with a cell phone ticket. For those unaware, in D.C., you cannot be on a cell phone at all. Well, take that back. You can have a hands-free set. But if you're holding your cell phone, you get banged for $100.
It's retarded.
I racked up one of those because, God forbid, I tried to hustle and set up another job after my one job. After driving into TOP to make my whopping 13 an hour, you know, with the 10, I would say it's about 10 hours with commute, you know, hour either way. So it's good God took my day's pay and put it into the DC coffers. Then driving home from a lock job, I got a reckless at 12:30 in the morning. This
DC
was,
pigs are the worst.
I haven't had big issues with DC pigs overall.
A bunch of fat, lazy slobs.
One time I got pulled over as a kid without a license, like I didn't have it on me, and he point blank asked, "Look, I can't look this up on the VA database. Do you promise me you have a license, like Scout's honor?" And I explained, "Yes, I did." And that was that. He let me off the hook. Oh, and Veronica keeps texting. What is Veronica saying? Oh, she's here. Matt, would you care to run out and let in Veronica? Come on. Thank you, Matt. All right, so we got my cell phone ticket. Second ticket I got popped for was a reckless speeding coming home. Again, just a black man trying to earn money for his family. And the cop was a dick. I was going 83 miles an hour. And I got popped for the reckless on 66. Reckless being 20 miles an hour over, or I'm sorry, 80 or 20 miles past the, hey, the whole crew's here. Thanks. I was dying without you.
I'm sure.
God, get your ass on the mic immediately. Everybody, the princess is here.
Oh, shut up.
She who is above showing up on time.
I fell asleep. I swear. I was going to lay down.
Mic in your face. That's how the radio works.
I hate you.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
How have you been? Why do you sound so low? Keep talking.
I'm low?
Yeah, you're a little low. Hop to mic 3, would you? Hop right next to Matt, like you two are sharing a malt with one straw.
You just want us to get it on in the air.
That would be pretty good.
Then we will turn on the camera.
I could definitely use the show. I could definitely use the show. Well, you look kind of dolled up. I thought you were coming in your slop crap or something.
I am. What are you talking about?
I can still see the marks from where you were sleeping right there.
I know.
Well, you know, for the sake of...
I seriously woke up and the clock said 2:56 and I was like, shh.
Oh,
darn.
Someone caught herself. Someone caught herself.
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, lean back in. Lean back in.
No, make it come closer.
We can do nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Or I can sit in the middle of the studio.
There. We can make deep eye contact the whole show. Okay, now that you're here, now that all is right in the world.
Yes.
I'm going to go to what I first wanted to talk about, our high school reunions.
Oh, schmoke.
God, okay. What is... I love that word, too, but not in the sanctity.
Schmoke?
Not in the sanctity of this, this abode.
I'm creating words. Okay, talk.
Okay, well... I want to hear a little bit about your high school time, and then I want to hear about you going back home. For those that don't know, Veronica hasn't been like a long-term friend of mine. It's not like we grew up together. You came to this area when exactly?
2005.
Okay, and I met you during this time period when I hated myself and was like looking at girls online, you know, my 20s. And
the dilly.
The dilly and MySpace and anywhere else you could find girls saying, "Hey, my daddy didn't love me. Here are my boobies." Not that you fell into that camp.
I never did that.
You just
Let's
had,
make that perfect.
You
clear.
Had a very normal Christian profile where you weren't doing anything too racy. I just said, "Hey, she looks cool," and I hit you up.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've chilled somewhat, and she's proven herself radio gold, even though she's now staring at her arms.
I'm bruised.
Like you've got the Bruce Leroy yellow glow going on. What the hell's that? Okay. So you grew up in Michigan.
I did.
And I've heard so many things about Michigan. The streets are paved with gold and everyone's beautiful and not overweight.
Potholes.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just a magic place.
No, no, it's not.
Brilliant people like Kid Rock come from Michigan.
Yes.
And Eminem. Sexy people like Michael Moore.
He's from Michigan.
He's from Michigan.
From Flint.
Flint. Yeah. The toilet Flint.
Flint is a toilet. Sorry, Flint.
So where are you from in this Michigan?
Belleville.
Belleville. And what is Belleville exactly?
It's a little teeny tiny lake town in between Ann Arbor and Detroit.
So in Virginia terms, what is the Belleville of Virginia? You can go with a Maryland as well, even though I hate that state and all it stands
say,
for.
I don't know. It's not... you know, it's kind of like a Falls Church, I think.
Okay, so you grew up in the Falls
it's
Church
kind of
in
like
Michigan.
It's a cute little small town. Some people might say more of like Woodbridge. I don't think that's the case. It's not as glorious as Woodbridge.
Yeah, okay. And the ethnic makeup?
It's just a small town. Oh, you know, hi.
Hi, okay. Everyone is white and blonde and...
For the most part.
When they smile, you hear a ding!
No. No, but it... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was my experience when I went one time to Ohio to get my nut on.
So everyone from Belleville, Michigan, they want a radio show. That's the same way they would describe it.
I don't know.
I'm trying to be nice
to my hometown. It's really,
it's very white. No, I remember. I remember one time I went to Columbus, and it was like Columbus is almost like very segregated. Like one chunk is black, and outside of that, like especially when you're in the boonies around Columbus, I felt like so passionately ethnic. I was like, my God, people are staring at me like I'm going to jack their wallet and knock up their daughter. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Just because I got some curly hair. Come on.
It's very Polish, Irish, German. I mean, that's who settled there, so.
Okay. And there's no influx of people into this magical Falls Church of Michigan because nothing's going on, really.
No.
Okay. So in this sleepy setting, this Falls Church of Michigan, one Veronica Johnson exists.
Yes.
And you went through high school, and what was your high school like exactly? Like small, big, a lot of people?
It was pretty big. I think we had about 2,000 students. I'd say each class roughly had about 500 kids in it.
And is it rural? Like people are bringing guns to school? Like it's cool to hunt and stuff like that?
I mean, people hunted. We didn't bring guns to school.
Okay.
That's kind of silly. There were definitely a few pickup trucks in the parking lot, but...
Okay, that's what I'm going for here.
Yeah, it's small, sleepy, Midwestern town. I mean, whatever is cliched about that is what Belleville was.
It sounds like you're setting us up for a murder mystery movie in this small Midwestern town. The clown rapist script. All right.
Whatever.
So, your high school's... I want to say you're probably taking for granted something that was quintessentially Michigan about it. And I can't put my finger on it. I'm trying to figure. This isn't me setting you up. I want to find
totally
some dirt here. I want to.
Okay,
I mean, was everyone banging
senior?
At like 14? Was everyone pregnant and like coat hanging left and right?
Not at all.
God damn. Huh.
No teeth.
No.
FUBU. Nothing.
No.
Nothing isn't where this show is going.
Sorry, I have no juicy details.
Okay, so
spark your interest.
In high school, you fall into what clique? Because we all kind of fall into a clique.
I wasn't really in a clique. I had different groups. I mean, I was friends with different people.
Okay, so you kind of bounced around. But if someone was like, Veronica is a princess, a drug dealer, a tramp.
God, I was so not a princess.
Okay.
My mom would disagree, but absolutely not.
Okay.
I was in band, and that's all I did. I played, so.
Band? Okay.
You're laughing, and yet that is what got me into the University of Miami and what my degree is in. So, okay.
You have a band.
You are gay.
You have a band degree.
It's not a band degree. It's a Bachelor of Music.
It's a Bachelor of Trumpet. Did you minor in flute? Was there a really good cymbals professor in your department? Why are you pulling your eyes like you're Asian, Miley?
Because you hurt my brain.
Come on. It's 1 hour every weekend, every other weekend, more realistically, of you enduring this. And you're great on the air.
All right. What do you want?
Okay. Your first boyfriend. Your boyfriends in general in high school.
I only dated a handful of people. I would never call them my boyfriends. I hate that term.
But you kind of... Okay. So you dated around...
I am so not going there on air, FYI. I'm not talking about who I date. You know this.
What? This is like... When were you in high school? Like 34 years ago?
Yes.
So they're
all... It was my 34th reunion.
Yeah. Everyone else is dead from age, so you can talk about it freely on air.
No.
I'm going to just let the uncomfortable silence settle like a bad...
It's not uncomfortable
like a
for me.
Bad,
your show.
Stale fart in the room.
Okay, let's talk about the actual reunion, which was a lot of fun.
Okay, so we've established that you're into band, you're probably a princess, you're dating a lot of guys. Was there any hooking
Let's
up at all?
Let's segue this. Do you know why I didn't date a lot of guys?
Okay.
Because my brothers are psychotic. One brother in particular. My older brother.
Okay.
Who at the reunion...
He came to your
talking.
Was he like a twin or something or what?
No. It's a small town, so everybody came.
Oh,
a
he
bunch
didn't
of
leave
showed
it.
Up. Yeah, it was the
so
reunion.
So Veronica
was at a
made
little...
it and left the rest of the clan behind.
What?
So you made it and you live here in civilization and you left the rest of your family behind.
They're in Michigan still. My other brother's in Baltimore. He's
Do you send it. Them postcards?
No.
Showing them what's going on?
You're totally ruining my story.
Okay, sorry.
Right. So my brothers are at the reunion with me because they came up a little bit later. And my older brother saw me talking to this guy that I went to school with, who apparently has a bit of a womanizer reputation.
Okay.
My brother went up to
him. What's that like in Michigan, by the way?
Same as everywhere, John. It's really not that far away.
I want to know what a Michigan womanizer is like.
The same as you, my friend.
Oh, so he doesn't get any.
So my older brother goes up to this guy.
I thought that was a Polish womanizer.
Shut up. Goes up to this guy, starts poking him in the chest, yelling at him, telling him he's going to throw him in the lake if he touches me. Then he proceeds. My
Seriously?
Older brother like, proceeds. Oh, I'm not done.
Okay.
He goes into the corner of the bar, and he's pulling the ribbons off of the balloons, and he's tying the ribbon together so that he has something to tie this guy up with. That was my reunion.
The one
How
brothers,
your bro?
Yeah.
31.
They sound very
Is he still
creepy.
Virgin?
No, he's married.
Really?
No,
so
he's
one guy's
very overprotective, and this guy.
So the one guy's into you, and the other's finding stuff to tie boys up with.
Is your brother really big or something?
Is my brother what?
Big.
He's a big guy. Yeah.
They're big army people. Is this where you got your type from?
You know.
Your service
I do
fetish.
Like the big guys. Shut up. I do not have a service fetish. We are not going
One
there
One time
again.
I sent her a Top Gun DVD. She had to watch it sitting on a block of ice. True story.
Oh, my God.
True
Speaking
story.
Speaking of Top Gun, I went on a date with a guy whose dad was the Navy.
That's the only reason he got the date. He just spit that out.
He was an officer. Okay, I'm done with this conversation.
I feel the need. The need for seed.
I feel the need for a shot. Gun.
Oh, I could definitely use one of those. Oh, don't worry.
I'll go get the...
I'll outwoe you. So tell me about your actual... You show up in Michigan, and you see your family, I take it. Check in with Momsy.
Yes.
And the brothers.
Moms. Yes.
And anyone in particular you want to see at this...
No, not really.
Okay. You're just a couple people you probably haven't kept up with more than a few IMs on Facebook.
Actually, I ended up hanging out with people that I do keep in touch with.
Okay, I think a lot of people expected that in the end of their high school reunion experience.
Funny, they're not the people that I hung out with in high school, though.
Oh, really? You got tight afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the venue for it? Were you in the school?
Johnny's Bar and Grill.
Johnny's!
I was a little disappointed, but it turned out to be really fun. I had to have to say that in case any of them ever came.
All right,
this.
So you were all dolled up. What were you wearing?
Jeans and a top.
Very
not so dolled up. It's dolled up. Well. I took a dress.
Such a princess.
Couldn't wear it.
Did you wear your tiara?
No.
And your wand?
Why do you keep calling me a princess?
Because your mom would call you a princess.
No.
I like Mrs. Johnson.
I went to school with a bunch of princesses. I'm not a princess.
What's a Michigan princess like?
A Kylie.
They live in Troy.
They live in Troy.
Yeah.
Okay.
They drive BMWs.
They drive the nicest of 72 Fords.
No.
Okay.
And I live in Groseal.
Okay. So you're at your little event. You're at your little event. And how exactly does it start to go down? You walk in with, I take it, a few of your friends. Tell us
with
about
my
these friends.
Sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. Okay.
You graduated a year before me.
This is psychos.
She was my date.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Your date.
Dude, she's my sister-in-law. Why are you making that sound
she's
really
not
gross?
Your sister.
That is
sister-in-law.
Sick.
No blood here. Yeah.
That is so wrong. That is just so wrong.
What's she wearing? What's she look like?
She was naked.
Oh! High five, Matt! High five!
You are so disgusting.
Okay.
No, it's like Quagmire from the Cleveland episode. Where it's like, where they hug, it's like, no. Yeah. Touch your boob.
Touch your boob. Okay, so you show up and you got no real goal in mind. You just, you want to talk to people you haven't really seen in a while. And
yeah,
it's just nothing like extravagant.
A couple awkward pauses. How you doing? Oh. Awesome.
Nothing great. Like, I got implants, I want to show those off. Hey, guy who blew me off, look at me now.
Oh, there's a couple of those moments.
Really?
Well, I get there.
I want to, yeah.
There was this guy, super, super sweet guy, just total sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I don't recall talking to him that much in high school. Stop it.
Matt is pantomiming a blowjob with his tongue from across the console.
Whatever. Anyways... apparently, I look a little different than what I did back then. And he
okay.
was going on and on and on. And I was like, dude, you're embarrassing me.
You're sexier?
Like, I guess so.
You've aged like a fine wine?
I guess so.
All right.
He said luscious.
Luscious? So, wow.
Was this guy drunk? So. I'm just saying.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Oh.
I'm going home now.
No.
Wow. That's
not...
How dare you talk to my co-host that Papa's basement is a house built upon bricks of respect.
No, I'm saying, no, that's not.
With a mortar of love.
That is not the way that I meant that. What I meant was, like, was he actually drunk? I mean, just being, like, all out, saying exactly
no,
what he thought.
No, he was gay.
Really?
That's
okay, so being drunk or
that's
gay.
Almost worse for your ego. You're luscious, honey.
I swear to God.
Oh, no, I thought it was cute. Oh, okay. He was very sweet. No, man, a gay man will tell you what's up. If you look hit up, he will tell you. I appreciate it.
We'll have to get your gay friends in here for the gay basement hour one of these days. I don't know. Do fashion reviews on
well,
the air.
I seriously feel so bad.
I know how you meant it. I'm just giving you crap.
She's just giving you a hard time. Hard.
Oh,
all right, so you get in, and the gay guy says you're luscious.
Yeah.
And you give him the two snaps and a twist.
Pretty much.
And where do we go from there?
Mixing and mingling. That's about it.
Mixing and mingling. Paint a picture with your words, Veronica.
A bunch of people that I went to high school with standing in a room getting drunk. There's really not much more to it.
That's what we
it's
all
like
went through.
It's like prom, but we were drinking legally.
Okay.
Minus the boofy hair and...
There were at least a couple guys that hit on you. Let's hear about it.
Only one ones. In particular. Nothing would ever happen with that, so why talk about it?
I'm asking for a Picasso here, and you're giving me a stick figure.
I'm just so afraid that they're going to hear this.
Well, I know we're syndicated in over 100 markets. Flint, Dearborn...
Let's talk about your reunion.
Do we want to get to my reunion?
Yes.
Okay.
Paint a picture for me, John.
It's not so funny when the shoe's on the other foot.
No, it's not. Thanks.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Watch your mouth.
Well, what do we?
Your
what do you want to hear about my high school experience?
So how many girls did you hit on?
How many girls did I...
How many restraining orders are in place now?
None. No one's pregnant. I got some numbers and...
Hey.
Yeah, from the quote-unquote hot girls of the class. It was kind of shocking to me how in 10 years I went from someone who really didn't care to people because I was really like on Dexedrine and in my own psychopathic world the whole time. Kind of just living in my head, if you will. It's not like I was nuts and thinking what people's heads would look like on sticks or something. I just stared at people and...
Wow.
What?
I'm a little concerned here.
That was an American Psycho reference for those who haven't seen the movie in a while. It was a Patrick Bateman reference, nothing too psycho. Little psycho that I pulled it out. Little more psycho
little.
That I remembered it.
Just
but Patrick Bateman said it first, not me. Just saying, I didn't talk to people back in the day. I saw them in the halls.
That. I can see you being a little shy, quiet, introverted.
Yeah, I saw them in the halls. I was like, I know their names. I guess they knew mine because I used to do some like blogging before there was blogging for the school paper where I'd write about my life and how
did
much
you
it was.
Really?
Yeah, how much
oh
it was
my
an
God.
S pile. And everyone read it and loved it. Like drug
seriously?
Deal, yeah. Like drug dealers would walk up and be like, "Yo, man, I loved your column. So did my mom." And I'd be like, "Oh, wow, okay, thanks." And then end of junior year, I aced the SAT, or no, start of senior year, I aced the SAT, and so I had like a little article written about me in a local paper.
Smarty pants. Did you get a perfect score?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you. I knew you were smart.
Where I looked really stoned. Where I looked really stoned in the picture. I think I was wearing God, what was the shirt?
Oh, your Sisters of Mercy.
No, I think it was the one I actually wore the day of the test. It was that old band helmet, and it was a picture of like a politician shaking an alien's hand. It was the dumbest shirt I owned, but I loved it. And I just had big poofy hair, and my eyes looked glazed over, and I talked about watching Slayer in concert that week. That was going to be the highlight. And I never did get to see Slayer. Anyhow, the past 10 years, you know, my old man kicked. I had to take over his business, so I learned how to talk to people. And that showed I was able to mingle with the best of them, like a human boy. I'm a real boy, Geppetto.
Good
I'm a real
you.
Boy. And I talk to people.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And I didn't make many D jokes.
Good.
And I...
No poopy.
No poopies on the floor. Like, it was. I didn't treat it like Ringling
you
Brothers.
You might actually be able to take him out now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
He knows where his bread gets buttered. Don't you try to split us up, Mama.
Yeah, obviously I'm not.
He knows where the Wonder Bread...
Did you just call me Mama?
I did indeed, Mama.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Whatever, Jesse Spano. To my A.C. Slater, Mama.
No.
That was their nickname.
I'm not Jesse. I'm Kelly.
It was... Okay, Kapowski.
I like Kapowski.
I'll call you Kapowski. But, yeah, I mean, again... I gotta say, there wasn't too much to report. I went with a friend and his fiance.
I was about to call you Screech.
He's not Dustin Diamond.
Yes, he is.
He's Albert Clifford.
Who's Albert Clifford?
Albert Clifford Slater.
God damn.
What? Zach Morris, Lisa Turtle, Kelly Kapowski, Jesse Spano, and Dustin Diamond. I forgot Screech's. Did Screech have a... Oh, Screech Herbowitz. No, I don't... I don't know what the hell Screech's last name was.
Eh, something about handling finances.
But I guess there's not much to report on my end either. It was a lot of people who are still kind of nervous in the situation.
Thanks.
They drank a lot. We were at an Arlington bar.
Aw.
And
a fun bar.
Yeah, well, it was okay. Caribbean Breeze. It caters to a Latino crowd.
Why the hell did you go there?
Yeah.
Did you get knifed?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, after 10 p.m. or so, it was kind of like West Side Story. Which is the Puerto Rican gang? The Sharks? Or
I don't know. You just see, like, a bunch of machetes hanging out with belt buckles.
It wasn't MS-13 night. That's Tuesday. Bring your machete. Get a Corona. It was a good time. I mean, it was just funny. I got to say, pretty much all the attractive girls actually stayed attractive, and a lot of the more AAA talent, mm-hmm. not the major league talent, kind of got bumped up. And some were, you know, role players on major league rosters at this point. They weren't bad. No one, it was the guys that really looked like S.
You know what? For me, too. I didn't recognize some of the guys.
The girls held it together. One got morbidly obese. And the chicks that had pumped out kids were like kind of like that skinny mom look. Where they're still mommy, but they're skinny. Yeah. The guys went bald. The guys like almost uniformly
Bellies.
Socked on at least 20. Yeah. And, I mean, I felt bad because, at one point in high school, I was, like, buck 40 because I was on Dexedrine nonstop. Like, I was, like, organs, premature hard-on, and, you know, zits. That was it. And I had, God, right now I'm clocking in, like, a glorious 225 or something just disgusting like that. So I must have been a show, too, but I tried to be really smiley and funny about it. And, that was the story of mine. No actual intercourse was had. Only one person really acted hoary. She was kind of gold. I'm not going to name any names.
Oh, we definitely had the girl that was wasted. There was the girl that was just drunk, wasted, falling on everybody. And then there was a couple there that were going at it. I honestly could not.
Going at it bang, them. Going at it fight.
Like, making out, get a room.
Oh, they must have been like fresh
and
meat, right?
And I'm pretty
right?
sure that one of them was married.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember either of them from high school. Everybody said her name and it sounded familiar, but I couldn't have picked her out of a crowd to save my life.
Really? This girl I knew went to my high school. I never dealt with her. I want to say she was like kind of a field hockey type, you know, a little jockey. We never really had this kind of blown up, awesome cast above everyone else. But you had, it was kind of like a collection, a pantheon of girls that everyone in the school agreed they'd like to F. That was about it. Like 5 or 10 chicks, 80% of the guys or more, unless they're lying through their teeth, are like, yeah, okay, screw it. I'd tap that. She was, I guess, in there, not so much my cup of tea. But she's my Facebook buddy, and I remember her main picture for a long time was her in the arms of her guy. Mm-hmm. And her little setting was in a relationship. It wasn't like a picture just snapped with a friend. Don't you find that confusing, by the way, when a girl takes a picture and a guy's like all over her, but it's like, I'm single, or the relationship's not listed. It's like, are they together? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, I think that's so intentional. Annoying.
Is it to scare off other guys or something? Or?
I think that girls like to claim guys, mm-hmm. especially if they know that he's seen other people. So they'll put as many pictures as they can possibly find of the two of them together.
Okay.
Just to tick off the other girls that he may potentially
I got
be
you. But
with.
But what if it really is like you and me are hanging out and we got a picture where we're like kind of huggy or something and then you put that picture up as your main?
It wouldn't be my profile picture.
I'm saying what if for another girl, what if that happened? Why would they think to do that?
Because they're trying to claim him. That's the only
really?
Reason.
Really? Really? That's it. That's
Absolutely.
It. It's just a claim.
Unless,
type
I mean, if it was like a group picture with me and, say, my friends, Aaron and Gordon, like I would mm-hmm. have, and if it was a really cute picture, I might put that up
that's
as my
what I'm saying.
Picture,
yeah.
But everybody knows that Gordon and I are good friends and Aaron
nothing
and Mary.
More. You hear that, Gordon? You're never getting this. Never tapping that. You're never getting luscious Veronica.
You are so mean. Are you coming to our birthday party, by the way? That is.
Huh?
Yeah,
did
I
say,
probably
did I
will
say
be.
Yes or maybe.
You said yes. You
I did.
I probably will
I'm
be.
I'm gonna be in tech next weekend.
Bull, you're coming
oh,
to my
yeah.
birthday.
He's trying to have sex with the girl he met online.
No, she's really good looking though.
She is. Nice
yeah,
fun bags.
Yeah, just wait till you meet her.
Nice airbags. No, she's good people.
She'll be pretty from the neck up.
Oh, you're so mean.
It's so true.
Mean. Maybe yeah. she's just got a penis, but otherwise a really great body.
Well, you have fun with that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I know that this was your chance and everything to get me, but,
you know. Oh, I like it.
Oh.
I like how this is
oh,
playing out.
Oh, man.
John will be
heart.
There. John will be there.
Are you going to come?
Yeah, because I will be recovering from an 8-hour class that I paid $125 for in defensive driving so that I can try to sweeten the judge's, you know, demeanor when he sees I get a reckless.
Ooh.
Yeah, trying to get out of a reckless, and goddamn.
Oh,
you can't just pay it. You need to bring a lawyer for a reckless.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know because I have a perfect driving record.
Oh, really? What's it like crapping bars of gold, peeing chocolate?
Or being responsible?
You know what? You know what?
Don't even go. You're a girl with blonde hair. I didn't want to hear it.
What did I say before? Bricks of friendship, mortar of love. And not a nary a word of judgment in Papa's
I'm
basement.
I'm not judging you.
Okay. I felt a little judged.
Sorry.
All right.
All right, the coat hanger's in.
I'll be there. The coat hanger and the abortion show? Yeah. Oh, are we going to measure the abortion show by yeah. centimeters into the soft spot?
Oh, my God.
Are we two centimeters into the soft spot? We could still pull out and kind of have a baby. Probably wouldn't be all together, but...
Y'all are so sick.
We could still get it a county job.
I need coffee.
Were you drunk last night?
No.
Then what's your deal? Why are you so
tired? Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Really? Someone ride
Don't
you?
Don't give me what? That look. Just stop.
Yeah, really. Where are all these bruises from?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
we can take an exam. I've got a speculum in the trunk. I mean,
you are disgusting. Stop it.
We'll get to the bottom of this, whether you like it or not.
And I have two bruises. It's not like I'm covered in them. I don't know.
Well, you have bite marks up and down your back.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
And do I see a hickey?
Did you hear that, the way she
no.
said no?
She said no, I don't really quickly.
I do not. Oh, my God.
Check her
Matt,
back.
Check her back. I'm not
no,
allowed to touch
get
her.
Get off of me,
she's,
Matt.
She's okay with you. You're attractive, so. Disrobe Veronica.
You are so wrong. This is not Howard Stern.
Okay,
thanks.
Fine. All right, the big news for me, Mr. Responsible. Not only did I manage to get a cell phone ticket and a reckless, yesterday I rear-ended.
You rear-ended somebody?
Yeah, yesterday.
Were you texting?
Yeah,
no,
I
was
drove
doing...
Here.
Yeah, he drove me here. I'm going to say... Okay. For those that don't know my schedule, a lot of times for WTOP, I'm working 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. I do locksmith work, too, where lately a lot of my clients have been locking people out of their foreclosed houses. So I was up at about 9 in the morning, drove into Maryland... Did one job for a hotel, then go to one of these lockouts where the people were really fussing with the sheriff saying, you know what, we're not going to let you in. Like they locked the doors right in front of me to spite us so the crews couldn't get into their house. And then I really took pleasure in picking their locks in front of them and saying, ha ha, we're in, we're in, we're in. I didn't.
So wait, these people, the people that owned the home, were in the house locking the police out? Is that what
the sheriff knocked on the door? They got out of the house, but then locked the door behind them in a final act of defiance. And as they stood there and said, "Oh, what you doing, Mr. Locksmith Man?" I picked their locks in front of them and opened their door and then waved in the crew of my multi-ethnic crew. My It's a Small World After All crew.
It breaks my heart a little bit when people lose their houses.
Yeah, and I'm not happy about it, but it's kind of my blood money. It's what's put bread on my table for a while.
Yeah.
So I do that. I drive home in bumper to bumper at 4 p.m., get home at 5, so at 6 p.m. I can get back out into more bumper to bumper, because 66 eastbound at 6 p.m. should be more dense than westbound. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Even though it's quote-unquote against traffic, it was magically bumper to bumper. And
I should love when that happens.
Yeah, I really need to leave this area or live inside D.C., one of the two. Kill myself. We had that talk, too. Do you have a gun?
Please don't kill yourself.
Matt didn't have one. I didn't have one. And I'm too much of a pussy for a knife.
Seriously.
Blood everywhere. You'd see your flesh parting.
There's a pen right there. I mean, we can do the Joe Pesci
stab in
the
back. You just, gouge your eyes until you start,
really bleeding out. Yeah. That's the worst. Why don't you just paper cut me while you're at it? Girls are so bad at killing stuff. Girls are so bad at killing crap. That's so girly of you.
No wonder you left the military.
Oh, really? Matt, massage Veronica's leg. It's asleep.
Why must we go there every show?
Because it's a funny theme.
Yeah.
It's not.
Don't tell me. Sing it, Simon. Play it, Garfunkel.
Why is this my song?
Because
it's not like I date younger guys.
Yes, you do, Cougar.
Oh my God, 2 years younger than me is not that young.
The cougar's out of her cage.
She's a puma.
Is she a spotted
leopard?
There's
a hierarchy here. She's a puma.
Oh, because she's a younger cougar.
Yeah.
Puma, cougar, leopard.
I'm not 30 yet.
Sabretooth. Sabretooth is like 60.
Oh God, I don't even want to think of that. Ugh, Sabretooth. That's a disgusting concept.
Yeah, the fried eggs hanging from a nail.
Yeah, like Magda from Something About Mary.
Yeah.
So I'm driving in this bumper to bumper. I use driving loosely, suffering really. And I'm not texting. I'm not doing anything fancy. I look to the lane left of me, and there's a girl who may or may not have been from Maryland plates, blonde hair, totally average looking. And for a split second, I go, look at that Maryland scum. She was the passenger. Driving with her was a kind of like morbidly obese brunette girl, both pasty Maryland white trash, having their cigarettes. And I go, look at the trash. And I kind of lose my train of thought for a split second. You know, just like you'd look over in traffic and notice someone. For some reason, this disgusting Maryland pig beast, her face forever etched in my memory now, is there. And then I look back, and I mean, out of nowhere, it wasn't even like I had the time to get out the WTF. Not even the W came out. It was like I look back in my lane, and I got airbag in my face.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, is there any way this wasn't my fault? Is there any way I was like magically rear-ended by someone else? Is there any way this was not my doing?
Oh, man.
So I hop out. And in front of me is like...
That's your karma for making fun of girls.
No, I hit a man. What, does that make sense?
No.
I thought it'd have to be like a carload of five girls.
That's your karma for making fun of those two girls.
Which girls? Oh, the pigs? F them. I hope they saw my accident and went, what happened there? And then rear-ended people in front of like a half mile down the road.
No, they're thinking, wow, we're so pretty that he just hit somebody because he was looking at us.
God, that'd be awful. I hate Maryland chicks.
They're so... I know.
I've never heard about this hatred towards Maryland girls. Why?
Like, we just... He and I hate the state of Maryland.
It's a toilet. My mom's from Maryland, therefore I spit on it. And I used to have a booty call in Baltimore, and I called her Balta Whore, because that's clever. My friends would be like, what's she doing this Friday? I'd be like, her name is Balta Whore. See you Sunday, gentlemen.
That is so wrong.
And I would climb on the Balta Whore in this little crack hotel where actual drug deals were taking place.
And she wouldn't even take you to her house?
I think she might have lived at home or with a husband. I don't remember.
Oh. John!
That's pretty bad. Yeah, yeah, there was a husband, actually, I remember now.
You are such a slut.
They got divorced later. Now she's...
Because you got her pregnant.
An adulterer, right?
I did not get her pregnant. Thank the Christs. So, everyone stops, and it's like an Asian clown car in front of me. It's this Toyota Corolla. And, like, Asian after Asian hops out. And they instantly put on the act. They're holding their neck like, oh, neck hoodie! Neck hoodie, Joe! And I was like, oh, son of a bitch, really?
How fast were you going underneath it then? I mean, if you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, you couldn't have been going that fast.
Thank you. And yet the airbag deployed. So I couldn't have been going that fast. But they're going, oh, God. And I felt bad because there's a little baby.
Aww.
And they're holding the baby. And it's like, oh, cry for round eye, baby! Cry for round eye! So they're like... holding him and pinching his ass so he'll scream or something. It's like, I'm not falling for that. I didn't make the kid cry. You're not going to trick me. So we got them, and then I'm admitting nothing legally.
Yeah, no,
I did nothing. The car in front of me, by some force unknown, could have been mystical, metaphysical, something we don't know about, was driven. The Asian car was driven into the car in front of them. And that was this kind of like, looked like a single mom type. She was cool as ass about everything. She was like, dude, I'm sorry. This just happens. I'm an insurance adjuster myself. We're going to get this all taken care of.
Nice.
So everyone's like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? So I tell them, we're going to get off the highway. Everyone goes in neutral and Fred Flintstones their busted ass cars onto the side of the road. And at first the guy, the Asian guy, starts giving me lip. He's like, oh, what you in such hurry for?
Oh, you're joking.
No, what you in such hurry?
I really have to keep my stereotypes to myself right now.
And I'm like, dude, you ass. First of all, even though I'm in flip-flops and a Depeche Mode shirt from 2001, I am going to work. And I'm not hurrying. And I wasn't texting. I wasn't on my cell phone. I wasn't running out of batch or anything like that. This stuff just happens. Like, why does everyone act like it's so hard to believe a bumper-to-bumper collision happens in the stifling, noose-like traffic we have in this area?
Oh, I know.
Like, I can't even tell you. I was looking at from effing 3:30 p.m. until 6, every time I was on the road, bumper-to-bumper, both ways, barely moving. God, I wanted to shoot myself right through the back of my skull so badly, like Marlin. In Pulp Fiction. Like, I wanted my car to look like that. I wanted it to just, like, poof, and it looks like that, and then it just kind of, like, gently rolls into the car in front of it, and people are like, hey, you all right, buddy? And they see me. And John Travolta's like, I actually shot John in the face. And Samuel L.'s like, why the hell did you do that? That's what I wanted to happen to me. And then I want Mr. Wolf to clean out the brain chunks.
I guess I should see that movie.
Yeah, while you're at it, watch The Godfather and a couple other things that matter. God, what are you watching? Like Princess Diaries 2? I mean,
no.
Top Gun for the trillionth time?
There's nothing wrong with Top Gun.
All right. All right, Maverick. All right, Iceman. Are we going to call you Goose?
No, I'm not Goose.
You're Goose. And I'm Maverick. Cleaning my teeth in my underwear as I learn about Goose's death. Goose is dead. All right.
So what were we talking about? Oh my
God. Now the momentum has...
Now
that I shattered that lightning in a bottle, just threw it against the wall and said, aha, be free. So they're going through their routine of they're wounded and they're about to die and pinching the baby so it cries. And, you know, they were this close to running to, like, a Halloween store to get blood caps to throw in their mouth. Like, look what you do! Look what you do! Fat American. And they're also clowning on their car. And they're like, oh, Toyota, crappy Japanese car. And it's like, you can't tell Asian. Well, I really couldn't tell anyone apart. So I didn't know if he was being, like, self-deprecating or racist. Like, if he's Japanese, it's funny. He's clowning on the Japanese car. But if he's Vietnamese, he's just an effing bigot. But he's going on. He's like, look at your American car. Barely touched. Barely touched. Look at our car. Very, very bad.
Are you serious?
How bad was the damage to his?
That trunk is pretty jacked, yo. Trunk is pretty
so
jacked. And I'm driving like a Focus. He's acting like I went into him with a 350 Super Duty. My big American car. I'm driving a Focus. And I'll give it up to the Focus. I thought if I was ever in a crash,
you were done.
In that, oh God, yeah. I thought it'd be like a smashed pudding cup. That would be it. Like, you ever throw a can of tuna against a wall? That's what I figured would happen. But no, I was fine. They were shocked that the airbag went off and my face was still beautiful and unscuffed, unmarred. So the cops got there, and eventually, after two magical hours or so, I got issued a ticket. That was nice. Literally insult on top of injury.
And they gave you a reckless driving ticket?
They didn't. I got a reckless for speeding.
Oh, okay.
He said if the baby actually went off in the ambulance crew came out after about an hour because the cop was like, are you sure you don't want someone to come out? And then finally it all held their neck in unison and went,
oh! Oh, Lord.
So the ambulance came out. Everyone was fine. He was like, well, had they taken off the baby, I'd have given you a reckless. As it is, I'm giving you a following too closely. He at least was kind of funny. He wasn't the colossal prick that my other cop was. Because he was like, well, sir, I know how awesome my pens are. After I filled out my paperwork, he's like, but I'm going to need my pen back. And I was like, you're being funny. That's cool. You know, you want to lead me to the lethal injection chamber and crack funny with a black hood over your head while you're at it? I mean, it's okay, I get it, but it's like a lion joking with a gazelle. You know, it's like, I just don't want to be around you, man. You're not in a position where I'm happy.
Yeah.
And it sucks because the other half of the time I'm dealing with the law, in fact, most of the time I'm dealing with the law, there are the sheriffs that are evicting the people with me. And I got the sheriff on my side. He's clowning with me. He's complimenting my locksmith skills, getting them into houses. And it's just such a 180. You're so powerless when they pull you over. You almost want to be like, dude, is there anything, like, the one cop who pulled me over, I literally said, and it came out wrong, I was like, is there anything I can do to get out of this ticket? I might as well, like, just smear lipstick on my face and, like, you know, try to put my hair in little pigtails. Been like, hey, man, if it's been a tough shift, just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Make a gravy boat of my mouth.
Oh, gross. John.
So, yeah, oh, I pretty much flushed away a month's pay in a couple fell swoops. Easily a month's pay. Lord knows what my insurance is going to go up to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that we have the yawning in the studio as well as among the listeners, Veronica.
I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
Thanks for keeping it real.
I told you I was sleeping.
Well, why were you sleeping again? We never even got to this. You were out last night?
I did go out last night.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Went to carpool.
Oh, carpool's literally right next to Caribbean Breeze. The carpool in Arlington?
Yeah, like Boston, Arlington, whatever you want to call it.
You are barely registering on the mic. Thank you. Thank you.
Better.
A little better.
A little better, a little better.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Matt, give her a back rub. She looks stressed. And she could use a young virile man caressing her. Keep it going. Keep it going. Yeah.
How you doing?
Just like that. Just
oh my
like
God.
That. Slower.
Oh, God, what is that, Veronica?
What is... I hate you!
Did you find her spinal hump?
That's why she tries to hide with you.
Her little black lagoon hump.
That's why you keep getting denied. I quit you both.
Oh, you don't quit me. Yes, we love each other. One of these days,
the
Veronica.
Spinal hump.
No,
I
never
hate
one
that. Giving her chicks back massages and you find that spinal hump.
I don't have a spinal
I've never
hump.
Found that. Have you ever found cancer bumps and it's so awkward that you just tell nothing and walk away?
No, you're good.
I haven't.
Wow, I'm glad I don't have cancer. Thanks
I haven't
diagnosis.
Either. Have you ever been like, God, these lymph nodes are so swollen. What could be going?
Is this mono?
But you want her to, you know, still feel sexy so you don't mention it. And then 6 months later, the
that
lymphoma
is,
kicks
oh
in.
My God,
okay.
Just stop. Just
okay.
Stop.
Just going to stop.
Thanks.
Just going to stop. The motto of this show. Just going to stop.
Just stop.
Just put it down. So tell us about your night, because my night was, let's see. I got driven home by a delightful Iranian gentleman, the tow truck driver, and he went on about how he had about, I don't know, 15, 20 speeding tickets to his name and had to pay all the people he hit with his car out of his pocket lest his premiums go up. And then we bitched about America for a while.
Why on earth would you do that?
Bitch about what? Do what part? Talk to an Iranian person?
Why,
that's racist of you.
Why bitch about America?
Oh, just the insurance policies. He said were a joke, and this is a guy coming from Iran.
Right.
So if
they're
their
a joke
policies,
because he doesn't know how to drive, perhaps he should try driver's education. Just a thought.
Well, he had multiple
tickets.
Court-ordered driver's education
classes.
There's
so much to discuss.
Yeah, there's so much to. We have so much to discuss.
For all these years, I thought it was a self-hating Semite. Turns out I'm just a plain old anti-Semite.
We have so much to discuss. What? You don't like a Rainier Wolfcastle reference here or there? Peppering the show. All right. But yeah, that was my night. He talked about how in Iran you just do opium at weddings. And when he told the judge that, in fact, he had done opium in the past 20 years, like once or twice. And I can totally get that. You know, it's a cultural thing. They sent him to Narcotics Anonymous, court ordered. And I felt bad for him there. And I really started, we concluded the night by spitting on the American flag and wiping ourselves with it.
That doesn't impress me.
Singing the Iranian national anthem. No, I'm kidding. I did none of that. I went home and I locked myself in my room.
Yeah, I know. And you probably played video games and
no video games.
Girls big tits round ass.
Are you still on MySpace?
Big tits round ass.
I definitely hit BTRA. BTRA. Well, every porn
site. Dude, the quality of that website. I checked it out.
Are we seriously talking about porn sites right now?
Veronica, keep it down.
This is like the Cadillac of porn.
Veronica, keep it down.
Yeah.
The men are talking.
The boys got to talk.
Excuse me?
The boys got to talk a second.
No, I checked that thing out yesterday for, like, the first time in 6 months. I gotta say, the quality has really gone down. Because before, it was, like, chicks like Felicity Vaughn.
Yeah.
Now, like, they just, like, find, like, what looks like a football and a tube sock.
Rooms. Yeah.
You know? It's, like, really gross. And, like, they got the whole cellulitis stuff.
Yeah, okay. There's a little loose flesh for my taste nowadays. But they still hit these angles where it almost looks like surface lunar shots or something. Like, look at these mountains. There is life. You know, like, you're like, is that the edge of a breast? Is that areola? There's oil everywhere. It's good, man. I don't know. I'm a fan of it. They threw up some hot sister earlier on a Friday. I don't know. I love Friday. Friday is the day that all the porn sites update.
Really?
Yeah, pornfidelity.com.
They should make it
BTRA.
Like Sunday night or Monday morning. I mean, because Friday is your weekend.
Uh-huh.
You're already happy enough. Sunday or Monday, you're going back
this
to work.
This is stupid. I want to talk about
vaginas!
There you go. All right.
We are talking about vaginas.
That was so inappropriate of me.
Yeah.
Pardon as moi.
Point for Joan.
All right, gents and ladies. Beautiful ladies checking herself out. The princess looks at her nails during the show.
No, I'm looking at my bruises.
Oh, look at my bruises, too. My bruised shins because I was launched into the front of my car.
Sorry.
It's okay. Anything we want to add? Are we doing this? Okay, we're probably not doing this next Sunday because I'll be at my driver's ed class.
Well, we don't typically do them on Sundays, do we?
Okay, next Saturday while we're at it. We'll try to pre-record.
Are we moving to Mondays?
I'm trying. I can never get a hold of the PD, Mary. I'm here.
Because that would be awesome.
I would love it, too.
Do you not work on Mondays?
I do.
She works every day.
Then why would you move to Mondays?
Because I don't go to bed till midnight on weeknights anyway, so why not?
Alright, well, that was answered.
Because then I can sleep on Saturdays. Sleep all day long.
Oh, really?
I didn't get out of bed till like noon.
Is that it? That's
Wait.
It?
Oh.
What? No. We can talk. We've got like 2 minutes of Surf Rider.
Your mom's voicemail. Please do your mom.
Holy cripes. How could I forget that?
I've been way on to that. I've been quiet the whole time. Why have you not done it?
Oh, God. You saved the whole show. Okay. We all know my mom is all overbearing right. And Mediterranean. Sweet Mariah Papa Giorgio. All
right. So this woman may be able to bear babies someday.
Yeah. she, of course, freaked out when she heard baby boy was in an accident. I called her and I said, hey, mom, I was in an accident. She started crying. And I was like, look, be cool. Be cool, to quote Samuel L. Jackson. And I said, just call out AAA. You don't need to pick me up. We're all good. So she starts blowing up my phone while the officer, someone else is talking to me. Ratza Ruck, whatever his name was. Ping pong. I don't know. And, we're going to put this on speaker. It said, please enter your password, then press pound. And this is the voice message she left after leaving one that was like kind of together. She left one like, hey, I want to speak to you.
You have two saved voice messages.
Are we hearing this okay?
To your messages, press one.
Okay.
First saved voice message.
John, please call me. Are you okay? You're not calling me. I'm worried.
That is so cute. Your poor mom.
To hear more options.
Oh, Lord, I gotta replay it.
She crying.
Todd, please call me. Are you okay? She's calling me and I'm worried. Come back.
Why are you playing this on the air? That is so sweet of her. You're her boy.
Here's the sane one.
21 days.
Yeah.
Next message.
John, have they gotten there yet? Let me know, honey.
There.
End of message erased.
That's so cute.
End of messages.
I like your mom. I don't even know her.
To listen to your messages, press 1. To listen to your voice messages, press first saved voice message.
John, please call me. Are you okay? You're not calling me.
Why is that funny? I don't get it. Concerned mom.
Oh, God. Okay, we're not going out on any higher note than that one. All right, Veronica, thank you for actually waking up for
You're
once.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I was late.
No, it's cool. Hey, the show centers around you, so it's cool if we're all delayed
Please.
By your tardiness.
Stop.
Matt, thank you for manning up and driving me here and all that good stuff. This was In Papa's Basement. I was John Papa Giorgio. You can find the show archived at inpapasbasement.com. Again, listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard. Pulling into the station is the Night Train Memories. And we got Squire with the little engineer's hat on. Toot toot. Choo choo. Anyone going to do a choo choo sound effect?
Choo choo.
Thank you. All right, guys, I will see you next week, maybe, if I can pre-record.
Bye.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.